Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, we continue our series of interviews with candidates for a variety of different offices in the August 2nd primary. Michigan's 10th congressional district was redrawn this year. It now becomes the 9th congressional district, a little bit bigger, a little bit of a change, but the district essentially, if you're hearing me this morning and live in this area, District 10 now becomes District 9, and There is a challenge to the incumbent there, Republican Lisa McClain, being challenged by Republican Michelle Donovan running for Congress. She's on the line with us right now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I guess let's just start at the top. Introduce yourself to voters and let them know who you are.
Sure. Thank you for that. Good morning. My name is Michelle Donovan. I am a resident of New Baltimore. I'm a graduate of Anchor Bay High School. I've lived in the district for all but 50 of my 53 years, and I'm running for Congress in the 9th district. I am a licensed attorney. I'm licensed to practice in the state of Texas, state of Michigan, and before the United States Supreme Court, and I have lots of experience reading, writing, and editing legislation, and I'm running for transparency, awareness, and knowledge for our constituents, so that we all know what's going on in Washington, D.C.
What do you hear from those constituents as you get out and knock on doors and get to know them?
The biggest issue I think that I'm receiving is lack of awareness and what is actually happening in D.C. and how that affects the residents of the new 9th district as to what bills are in legislation. Sometimes information doesn't get trickled down until after the fact, after a vote has been on the floor. And I believe that that needs to end, that our constituents, we actually need to have input. We are the people, and we need to give input as to our vote in D.C. before any decisions are made.
We have term limits in Michigan for state representatives, state senate, for state governor. Congress does not have term limits, but you say that you'd like to see that change.
Correct. So I did sign, obviously, because I'm not a current official holding any office. So I have signed the term limit pledge, and what that would mean is three terms would be a limit in Congress, so that would be 6 years. I don't believe that we should be career politicians, and I believe that once somebody is elected, similar to my profession, we pave the way for those that would be in succession, that would come in behind us. So I don't need to make a career out of working in Washington, D.C.
You mentioned transparency. Talk a little bit more about that. What do you mean by transparency?
Transparency, and the only thing I can relate it to is really my profession. And so being a lawyer, I have to defend or put forth the case on my client's behalf and what they want. And transparency, meaning telling them this is what's going to happen, this is the law, how would you like to proceed? Same way with any type of legislation that's on the floor. And being on legislative committees, we go out to the committee, to the members of the organization that we're representing, similar to the GOP parties, and say, hey, these are the bills that are on the floor. We need some input. I'm not an expert. I need input from the people. Do you like this language? Do you want to keep these red flag language in the bill? Probably not. Because of the party that is being run. But there has to be some type of transparency, and there has to be an awareness as to what actually is taking place and how people are being represented back home. Because Washington, D.C. is just the place you go to work, but you work for the people here. So there needs to be a little bit more of awareness. And I've been doing that during my campaign. I usually give updates. I've given updates on all the Supreme Court cases, what's going on in Washington, D.C., because there has to be awareness. Otherwise, there's no information that's being disseminated down.
What do you want to do on behalf of your constituents in the new District 9? What are important issues that you want to pursue in Washington on their behalf?
you know, there's so many issues. I mean, how much time do we have? You know, and not only, you know, this district is one of the largest districts. So this new boundary that has been drawn for the 9th district is made up of 7 counties. And that is a huge area to cover. And there's different needs depending on what district that you live in or what municipality that you live in. So, you know, obviously our Second Amendment rights, obviously border patrol, voter integrity, critical race theory in schools, and border patrol even because we're on the Great Lakes. So not just what's been pushing through at the border, you know, down by Texas and Arizona, agricultural issues as well. So what I would see is envisioning meeting with the people, and I have, I've met with people and they've given me their concerns, and meeting with them and letting them know that, hey, I'm here and I can take your issues to D.C. and we can craft legislation on what and how that may affect you going forward.
The 2020 presidential election continues to reverberate even in this midterm election year in 2022. Do you believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected president and that Donald Trump lost the election?
I believe that there are a lot of issues with voter integrity. I believe that there were some fraudulent issues with ballots that were cast, the tabulation, and the polling. And even going forward today with absentee ballots that are out, with do we go back to tabulating paper ballots, the whole process needs to be looked at and scrutinized, and there needs to be regulations in place. And even going forward in this election, I don't have too much faith that the ballots that are out now for absentee, because anybody and everybody can get an absentee ballot now. So we had issues with individuals that, you know, were not alive that were voting. So I believe that there were a lot of, a lot of issues with the voting that happened in 2020. And going forward, I don't believe those issues have been resolved. I myself have seen just being in this, unless I'm in it, I can't believe that it's actually happening. Even in Michigan, to get on the ballot, you have to turn in a certain amount of required signatures for your petitions. The governor has to do it, and federal candidates. So I was part of the process of the petitions that were turned in. I did not use a canvassing company, but I was there when other candidates were turning in their petitions. And one of those candidates has her petitions that were lost, that were dropped off on the second day, that the state acknowledged. And when I dropped mine off, it was very non-ceremonial. They were dropped off. I asked if they're going to be vetted. Do I get a letter back to me stating that I'm officially on the ballot for the primary? How does that work? There's no letter. There's no notification. You know, there's no checks and balances. So I believe there's a lot of issues, even just simply as going to vote at the poll, show some identification. That is not a state requirement in Michigan. So it's kind of a loaded question. There's a lot of issues there, and it's like peeling an onion. You have to start at the very bottom with, you know, how do we register to vote? What type of identification do we show? And then when we go to the polls, what do we do next? Do we show identification again? And then how do we vote? And then how is that tabulated and how is that collected? So that's a, you know, that's a whole other issue that needs to be revisited and revised for sure.
Talking with Michelle Donovan, Republican candidate for Michigan's newly drawn 9th congressional district, challenging a sitting member of Congress in Lisa McLean. Why did you want to challenge the incumbent? What made you decide to do that?
Honestly, I think it was a lack of awareness. I received one letter during her term, and it was after a bill was passed. I believe it was H.R. 550, and it was a justification as to why she voted the way she did. And because I've been involved in drafting legislation, that information needs to go out before. So I was lacking information as to what was going on. And even being an attorney and having resources and finding out, you know, what's going on and where these bills are, that's something that should be disseminated to the constituents, not something that I should have to go look and find. And I just felt that there was a lack, really, of the knowledge that's being given to the district. A lot of people tell me that, you know, they're not able to connect with her, they're not able to get answers. And I feel that if you're in that position, then you should be responsible to the people, and they should have those answers that they need.
As voters in the 9th Congressional District cast their ballots, why should they vote for Michelle Donovan for Congress?
Well, I think they should vote for Michelle Donovan for Congress because I have experience in listening, and I can relate that to the constituents. I've got the experience with the legislation. I understand what the language is. I have read bills my entire career, and I know what matters and the language that is put in these bills. I will always be available to the people if they're asking and reaching out and need questions answered, and I always will be transparent and give them the knowledge and the resources that they need to make informed decisions on what would be best going forward in their district.
All right. And where can they connect with your campaign online?
Sure. So it's Michelle Donovan, and it's spelled out. So it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Donovan, D-O-N-O, Vision Victor, A-N, 4, F-O-R, congress.com.
Michelle, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.